You're now tuned in to The Investor Show, where we teach simple wealth creation for the common investors with investment advisor, award-winning author, international speaker, and founder of Royal Financial Investment Group, Prince Dykes.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you are now tuned back into The Investor Show. As always, this is your host, Prince Dykes, coming to you guys and girls live from the beautiful state of Denver, Colorado. As you guys and girls can see in the description box, we're going to be talking about a pretty interesting topic. It stems from a book called Debt-Free College Degree. Well, we know that we've heard about the student loan crisis. We heard about how debt kills you. And I ran across an interesting book, one of Dave Ramsey's personalities by the name of Anthony O'Neill. I saw this book and I said, you know what? Debt-free degree, is that really possible? So, you know, me having my 8-year-old son, Wesley, that you guys and girls know about, I had to reach out and I had to get Mr. O'Neill to come tell me about this debt-free degree, you know, and it's pretty cool. You know, also being with Dave Ramsey, people know a very global known brand and name as well. So I want to stop by and introduce Mr. O'Neill to our audience. So before we get into it, first I want to say, how's it going, Anthony?
Hey, man, Prince, man, thanks so much for having me on, bro. You are the man. Didn't know you was a father, but I'm excited, man, that I got another brother who is raising up another brother, man. So I'm excited to be on the show. And again, thanks for having me on.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yes. You know, I got an 8-year-old son. He's the star of our Wesley Learner series, but he's in school right now. I'm glad of that. But first thing I want to get into, who is Anthony O'Neill out there for people who haven't heard of you or haven't seen you?
My name is Anthony O'Neill, like you said, Ramsey personality. I'm on the speakers group here. Young man, 35 years old, single, no children, no wife, and just passionate about the teen, millennial, and minority space. Just really helping young people avoid debt, get out of debt, build wealth, and have that financial peace so they can start their businesses, go after their dreams, and just really own everything that they have. I'm a Christian faith man, so a lot of things that I teach comes from a biblical backing and a Christian foundation. But you know, a lot of people say Anthony's a money expert. No, really, I'm just a money student. I'm a student of the gospel, student of finances, and everything that I'm learning, I'm just going back and I'm teaching it. You know, I've been homeless. I've been in debt, $35,000 in debt. I've slept in the back of my car. I've had to eat spaghetti for 2-3 weeks straight. I don't like hamburger helpers anymore because I grew up on hamburger helpers and we was eating it all the time. And so I've experienced a lot in my life. I didn't come from wealth. I didn't come from a famous family, of famous individuals, but I came from 4 God-fearing, hardworking parents. I'm blessed and privileged to have 2 biological parents and 2 step-parents. And I come from 3 siblings as well. So I'm just a young man who's passionate from the experiences that I've been through, the lessons that I've learned, and I want to help as many people avoid what I've been through. And let's just go after, you know, financial peace.
Got it. I got a crazy question about you. Something I ran across in your book. So about myself, I'm active duty, actually. I'm active duty Navy.
Okay.
Been active duty Navy for 6 years, you know. And I read in your book that you was a military brat. Is that correct?
I am, man. And again, thanks for you for what you're doing and serving in our country. But both of my fathers, my stepfather and my biological father, served in the Army. And then my stepfather served in the Marines. So I grew up on one side of the world, Camp Pendleton in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Then on the other side of the world, Camp Pendleton for the Marines in San Diego, California. And then Fort Bragg for the Army in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Okay. And when you said Pendleton, I was like, I remember Pendleton out in San Diego.
Yeah.
By you growing up as a military brat, and you kind of spoke of having a GI Bill where school is free for your siblings or for your children, How did you run into so much college debt?
Well, the thing was, I didn't really have the education. So you're right. I had my father's GI Bill, and I also even had a partial scholarship from the NFL, the National Forensics League, which is a debate program that I was in. And how I got into so much debt was simply, man, just because of the poor decisions that I've made. I didn't need one dime for school, for books, for tuition, for nothing. But I wanted the money for the lifestyle. Studies are showing that nearly 40% of the individuals who take out student loans, 40% of that money goes towards their lifestyle, cars, you know, restaurants, food, you name it, living expenses, but not towards their education. And so that's how all of mine, 100%, not 40%, 100% of the student loans went towards, man, literally food, buying ladies' purses, buying ladies roses and jewelry and taking them on nice vacations and having nice furniture, but nothing went towards my education.
Wow. All right, so I'm going to hit it straight up. You say you can go to school debt-free. How can I go to school? I got an 8-year-old son, Wesley. Mm-hmm. How can he go to school debt-free?
Well, the first thing I would ask you, Prince, is how are you personally? If I'm sitting down with you and if you married your wife or just you by yourself, I'm asking you, where are you at financially? That's the very first thing that I'm having a conversation with when it comes to our parent. Where are you? Are you debt free? Are you investing into your retirement? Do you have at least 3 to 6 months set aside for your emergencies? Because the most important thing is that the parent is financially secure into their future. There's 100% possibility, not possibility, but there's 100% guarantee that you're going to retire. But there is a small possibility that your son may not go to school. So once you're covered, then let's step back. Let's talk about, do you have anything saved? What I would recommend at your son's age right now is to open up a 529 or ESA, which is called an educational savings account. These are college funds that allow you to put money into it and you have compound interest working with you to set aside and save money for college. But not just that, in eighth grade, I talk about this in my book, Debt Free Degree. This is when you start really having the conversations with your son. Hey, son, what do you want to do in life? What do you like doing right now? Son, I see so much in you. I think you should really look at this. Take him on a college visit in the eighth grade. A good friend of mine is here in Nashville, Prince. She takes her fifth graders on a college tour. Fifth graders. And I was like, why are you taking a fifth grader on a college tour? She was like, because Anthony, this is the years that they're impressionable. So if I can put positive into their minds, into their heads, let them see big things, they're going to grow up thinking about that. And that's where they're going to want to go. And she's so true, because how often do we get on social media and we see an eighth grader, a seventh grader, a sixth grader, or even a 5-year-old doing the latest dance moves, but they don't even know that there's so much more out there that they can really learn. If they can dance, they can learn about money. If they can remember this R&B and hip hop song, then they can remember college. They can understand just the basic understandings of what college is. So the key thing is to have the conversation and then save, find money, and just at work. And right now at your son's age, which is saving money, you're investing, you're looking at affordable college options, and then you're also finding money. Start looking for scholarships right now.
Okay. Now, you said some pretty cool things. You gave us some pretty key hints in the book that I thought were pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Where you said, go to community college first. Go to community college. Get all your lower stuff done at community college. Stay at home with mom and dad. Go to community college for your freshman year, sophomore year, because some of us go off to the big universities and overpay or whatnot. Do you want to speak to that? Or, you know what, better yet, give me 3 ways I can earn a college degree without debt.
Well, here's the number one way. It's like you said, we're going to take debt off of the table. It's the very first thing. That's the, once you acknowledge that you're going to take debt off to the table, then you're going to have a vision and a game plan of what you're going to do. But you're absolutely right. I want you to do the research. Go into an Ivy League school like Princeton, like Yale. That's, I don't have a problem with that really at all. The key thing is, as long as you're going 100% debt free. But let's talk about community college. In my book, I talk about this, that the average community college is going to cost in between about $3,000 to $5,000. In-state school is going to cost you in between maybe $6,000 and $11,000. And so if you really want to go to college affordable, community college is a great option. Trade schools are a great option. Technical schools are a great option. But the key thing here is, do the research. What do you want to do? What is the degree that you need? Is that degree profitable? Once you do that, identify the best school you can go to, which is an affordable school that you can do debt-free. And once you have that game plan, stick to that game plan. But at your age right now, your son's age, I would recommend all parents set a decision day. By this particular day, we're going to know what school we're going to and what our son and what our daughter is actually doing. Have a day that it's going to be all done and you're just going to stay focused on that day.
Now, something that you said, it was pretty key. People always tell you in school, hey, go for what your passion is, go for whatever you like. But I like the way you said about going for what's profitable. Do you believe a person should chase their passion or should they chase profitability?
You know, one of my good friends, Ken Coleman, has a book out called Proximity Principle. And he talks about literally all of that plays a role. Your passion, your lights, your desires, and what's profitable. And I really can't speak to exactly because he's a career expert. And I would recommend anyone listen to this book as well. Make sure you get my book, but then also check out the Proximity Principle. Because I do believe whatever you're passionate about, you should be working in that field. But also, you got to make sure that your passion is also profitable. And so I do believe that it does need to be a balance, because if you go to a program that's only profitable and you have no passion, no desire to be there, then you're not going to be there long. You just really wasted a lot of your time. But let's step back and let's see, what can we do that has a little bit of everything? Passion, not just passion, but are you talented in that area? Not just talented in passion, but can you make a decent living doing this as well? And do you have to go into debt to do this as well? So those are four things that I would definitely say all those need to be working together.
Okay. So if you're a parent out there, let's say if, you know, for the people that are familiar with Ramsey Baby Steps, right? Let's say if you're a parent out there and, you know, you're not financially well, you recommend in still getting that 529, that S2A to invest with your kids, or do you say get yourself together first?
Absolutely. I'm thinking, get yourself together first. Do not invest into the college plan first. Why is it that when we get on the airplane, they're very, very, very straightforward. If the plane is going down, do not put your child's mask on first. Put yours on, then go to yourself. Because think about it. If you die and your child is still alive, you've actually just put that child in a worse situation because now they got to go through emotional stuff and think about you. Get yourself covered and then get them covered. And think about down the road. I don't want you to get to retirement age and then now you're blaming your son, you're blaming your daughter. The reason why I don't have any money is because I paid for you. No, get yourself taken care of. And here's the thing. Get yourself taken care of. They still don't need debt. If you don't have money the senior year, that just means they got to go an alternative route, in which that is community college. Like an example for in the state of Tennessee, they can go to their first 2 years in community college for free. If you live in the state of North Carolina, you can go to UNC Pembroke and you'll only be paying $500 a semester. That's $1,000 a year. That is $4,000 for a bachelor's degree. You can deliver pizzas doing that. And so what we got to do is to start stepping back and looking at all of our options. When we identify that we do not have money set aside, it's hard maybe to get scholarships. Okay, what's another alternative? What's another alternative route? Start looking for different programs that you can get into. Why are you still looking up grants, scholarships, and saving money to get into the program? But there's no reason why anyone has to take out student loan debt.
Wow, no reason. All right, so tell us about this book. Why should they go grab it? Debt-free degree, right? Because we got a big student loan crisis. That's why I thought it was very important. That's why I reached out to you. You're right. What are they going to learn in this? I want them to hear from you, not myself.
You know, student loans have become normal. And what we're seeing is that normal is not setting up our kids for success. It's setting them up for failure, setting them up to start off their lives without buying homes, without starting families, going back home, not going to their dream careers, not pursuing their dreams. And that's not okay. That is not okay. We currently have about 11 million individuals who are in default. By the end of this year, we'll have another million. And a lot of these individuals who are in default right now just knew that when they graduated college, they were going to be making enough money to pay back these student loans. But studies are showing that within 12 years after graduating, the average person still owes 65%. And if we really break this down, the minority community, 12 years after they graduate, owe 113% of their student loan. Why is this book important? Because I do not want any of our young people going off to college and spending the next 20, 30, 40 years paying for debt. This book is going to give them the step-by-step guide on how to get into college 100% debt-free. So when they do graduate, they can go off and start families. They could buy, you know, their dream houses. They can go after their dream careers. They can start off with a solid foundation that they can build on to where they can have financial freedom. I want to see young people buying homes. I want to see young people starting businesses at 22, 23 years old. I want to see them depositing into the economy, not being stressed by the economy because of their student loans. Why should they get this book? Because you can go to school debt-free. And I teach you how in this book.
That's very nice. Now, and I like the way you broke it down where you say, hey, Prince, your son is 8. You know, yes, me and my wife, I'm married now. We just hit our 10-year anniversary.
Congrats, man.
Thank you. But now my son, we only have one son, and he's 8. And you broke it down to where, oh, if they're in middle school, you need to do this. If they are in high school, they need to do this. What do you have to say to that person that's in the workforce that has a bachelor's degree and looking to go get that grad degree?
The very first question I'm going to ask, do you need the grad degree? You know, that's the very first question is, I need you to really explain to me, why do you need it? If you're going to spend another $20,000, $30,000 to get this grad degree, but then your pay is only going to go up, you know, $5,000 a year, it's not worth it. But if you're going to be a doctor, if you're going to be a lawyer, I mean, there are going to be some other programs that you need to pursue after your bachelor's degree. And I totally understand that. But number two is, hey, there are still a lot of scholarships and grants available for your graduation program. And then also, I'm gonna be real with you, I want you to cash flow it, and which means that it may take you, instead of for taking you a year or two, it may take you 2 or 4 years to complete the program. By no means, I don't care if you're going after your doctoral degree, I would never sign off on student loans at all because of what studies are showing us. I haven't seen nothing positive come from student loans. The government knows it's a problem, which is why they're trying to fix this whole student loan forgiveness program. But they clearly haven't done it because they're only approving 1%. So what we got to do is take things in our own hands, do the research, make sure we need it. And if we need it, scholarships, grants, work, cash flow it. Bottom line.
All right. Mr. Anthony O'Neill, I'm glad you came on. Last thing I want to do, how can people reach out to you? How can people grab this book? And also, for the first 3 people that email me debt-free, email me prince@childrensfinancialliteracy.org, you're going to get a free copy. But before I get out of here, I said that. Mr. O'Neill, how can people reach out to you and what do you want to leave them with?
And the number one place to get this book is on anthonyoneill.com. And here's why. Not only will you get the book, but there's a lot of other free resources that if you buy from my website, you'll get some free resources with it. For an example, you'll get a scholarship website, a link that you can download and see what scholarships are available for your 8th grader, for your 10th grader, for your 12th grader. Not just that, I'm going to also give you a FAFSA. Here's how you fill out FAFSA, and here's how you even do some extra things to qualify for more scholarships and grants. There's a lot of free resources that come if you go to my website. You're more than welcome to go to Amazon, Barnes Noble, Books a Million. But you know, I'm always about being a good steward. And so I want to also give you some extra assets if you go to my website. But just to continue learning every single day about how to get out of debt, how to build wealth, how to start a business, they can follow me on Instagram @AnthonyO'Neill. I'm dropping some key things every single day for millennials, for minorities, for all people. And that's a great way. AnthonyO'Neill.com or go to Instagram and follow me @AnthonyO'Neill. And look for that blue check mark because there's a lot of fake ones out there. So rock with your boy who got the blue check mark.
Blue check mark. All right. We hear you. But I know you're going to get running. That's Anthony O'Neill. This is Debt-Free Degree. Thank you for coming on. And as always, once again, until the next video, podcast, cartoon, book, or whatever else you see me do crazy around the globe, peace, be safe, I'm out, and thank you.
Check out the latest installment of the multi-book series teaching kids about financial literacy. Wesley learns about insurance. Guest starring Broncos Hall of Fame running back Terrell Davis, authored by Prince Dykes, teaching kids the real-life skill sets that matter as they grow older. The third book in the father-son financial literacy series gives a kid-friendly introduction into the world of insurance. Award-winning and recently stamped by Warren Buffett, available hardcover, paperback, ebook, and audio online at Amazon, iTunes, Audible, Barnes & Noble, Walmart.com, Tattered Books, and more. Hardcovers are only available at Lulu.com, presented by Alpha One Tax and Wealth and Belco Credit Union. Oh.